I just wanted to point out that it's actually misleading to say that this is an attack on Hamas. It's actually an attack on the Palestinian civilian population within the Gaza Strip, where 15,000 members of Hamas may live, but which is home to about 1.9 million Palestinians. And then, as far as Mr. Miller's suggestion that the U.S. stay on the sidelines, that's a little hard for the U.S. to do when it's already neck deep in this conflict. It provides Israel with $3.1 billion annually. It has protected Israel from any type of accountability within the U.N. system, within legal systems abroad, and within the U.S. legal system here at home. It's because of this U.S.-provided impunity, because of this unequivocal financial and military support, that we see what you call a movie, but actually would amount to a massacre, repeating itself every few years. And in fact, for the U.S. to be involved, I say either suspend aid to Israel per its own laws, the Foreign Assistance Act, or its military trade agreements with Israel, that it has to abide by human rights law, or that it remove itself altogether and get out of the way so that the international system can hold Israel to account,
Nora, I mean,
as the International Court of Justice has tried to do.
The point you led with there, Nora,
we can have an analytical discussion. We could have a moral one. We could try to combine the two. Look, meanwhile, back on planet Earth, you've got a basic problem.
That's not fair. This is
The point that she made there as to whether they're attacking Hamas or attacking the civilians, I mean, that is the million-dollar question right now. These are heavily, densely populated areas that we're talking about.